Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Facebook, Google, YouTube, and Twitter censor a video that was going viral regarding doctors who had a press conference in Washington, D.C. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, if you haven't believed that information is censored on social media, here is a blatant example of it.
You know, before we even talk about this particular censorship, I encourage people that are listening to do their own experiment. Mm-hmm. Take a particular phrase, something that may be controversial or something that is of social interest, such as, is George Soros connected at all in his younger life with the Nazis? Was he in any respect connected with Nazis? So just do George Soros and Nazis as an example. You can do whatever you want to. Type it into Google and see what your hits are, and then also go over to DuckDuckGo. Go to DuckDuckGo, which is another search engine, and type the same exact search terms in, and then see what you come up with. You will see a dramatic difference to see exactly how Google is censoring the results, and you can do it on anything. Just do your own experiment, and you can see for yourself the different censorship. If you really want to do research on something, don't do it through Google because it will censor the responses and it will bring up only those kinds of things that it wants you to see. Go to DuckDuckGo, for example. You can also use Brave, which is you can go to Brave and use DuckDuckGo as your particular search engine. But this is an example of what President Trump was talking about in his executive order. President Trump issued an executive order recently, and he has asked the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, to come up with rules addressing the issue of these social media platforms and whether they should be regulated like the other FCC regulatory entities, such as telephone, radio, cable television, TV. For example, in those particular areas, if your telephone company doesn't like your viewpoint, they can't turn off your phone. They can't turn off your radio, your cable, your TV, or those other FCC-regulated entities cannot just simply deplatform you because they don't like you. They can't censor your communication with someone and bleep out the words or just simply not allow you to communicate with certain messages. And that is what President Trump has done with his executive order, asked the FCC to investigate these social media giants and to come up with rules that would consider regulating them to stop the censorship. And this is a very timely situation to show why it's important, because what we had was doctors, they're calling themselves America's frontline doctors. These are doctors of various specialties. Some of them are actually treating COVID patients. One person said that she has already treated 350 COVID patients. And others are different specialties. And they were having a press conference out in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. And they spent some time in Washington, D.C. to speak with some of the members of Congress about what they're seeing. They're frustrated with the censorship that they're receiving in the medical profession.
Isn't it ironic that they are now censored once they did this press conference?
Yeah, and they're frustrated with the
media
censoring the information. So,
right.
For example, one of the doctors, and this is repeated many times with doctors who are frontline doctors, whether they're part of this group or they're just frontline doctors, that is to say, they're out there doing daily practice. They're not up there in some ivory tower writing articles, but not actually treating patients.
And they're not paid by the government or the left.
That's right. And they're not being paid by the big pharma. But but they're actually treating patients. And I've heard this many times, that in the early stages of someone who has COVID symptoms, that a number of these doctors have treated successfully patients with hydroxychloroquine combined with either zinc or Z-Pak. And it works best when it is in the early stages of symptoms. So that's nothing new, but the media doesn't want you to hear that. Now, it doesn't matter whether you agree with these people or not. You can have differences of opinion. That's fine. This is America, right? But we ought to be able to have access to information that we can then distill, critically analyze, compare it with other data, and make our own decisions. And yet, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google, they don't want you to even hear other information. They want to block it. So this particular press conference was broadcast live. I was able to watch some of it live. It was posted on Breitbart, and it went viral. It was also posted on their website, americasfrontlinedoctors.com.
Yeah, in fact, the video accumulated over 17 million views during the 8 hours it was hosted. And I know many of us shared it on our social media as well. And then all of a sudden you start seeing it disappear.
Yeah, there was just so, it went viral. It went to number one in terms of trending immediately.
Mm-hmm. Within 8 hours, yeah, 17 million.
And so that caught the attention of the censors. I posted it on my own Facebook. I posted it on Liberty Counsel's Facebook as well as Liberty Counsel Action's Facebook. And within a short period of time, it was censored by Facebook. Taken off by Facebook. So I found another place where it was actually also hosted at BitChute and reposted it. And the doctors actually were able to find it reposted. They put it back on their website through Vimeo. But here's the point. You know, you may agree or disagree with people. That's fine. You have your right, but we have also the right to be able to get information. You know, when I was growing up, Holly, I remember we were in the Cold War with the Soviet Union, the former USSR. And we remember anyone who grew up in that time, they had the state-run media, and it was called Pravda. And they controlled the print and the audio and the video, the TV. And so everything that was on Pravda was censored, and only what Pravda slash the government-controlled media wanted people to hear, they would hear. So they may say negative things about the United States, but nothing positive, because we were in a Cold War with them. And I remember talking to my mom, distinctly remember this, that I'm glad we live in America where we can actually have freedom and that we can read and we have access to information in the media that we can understand what's going on in our country, in our world. And it's so terrible to live in a place like communist-controlled the Soviet Union, where the people don't even have access to alternative information to make decisions. And yet here we are now, and we're in the same situation. We're in an environment like communist-controlled, state-run media, although it's not the government doing it, it's the media doing it.
And of course, we're in an election year, so you're seeing it happen more and more right now.
Yeah, and you have to ask yourself the question, what is it that they don't want you to see?
Right.
How is what these people are saying is so harmful and damaging that you don't even have the opportunity to see it.
Or threatening to the other side. Yeah.
But, you know, Big Pharma is a huge business. Mm-hmm. And they're getting billions of dollars already from our federal government to rush a vaccine to manufacturing. They're already doing tests right now on about 30,000 people. And once they get some vaccine, they're going to put it out on the market. People are going to flood to it. And those that reject it and say, no, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure for people to take that vaccine. And you know what? Back in the 1980s, Big Pharma was given liability protection by Congress. So if it hurts you, if it kills people, you can't sue them. You can't sue them because they have legal liability protection based on a federal law coming out of the 1980s. But I would encourage you, go to lcaction.org, because we have an email here where we're writing a fax and a petition to certain individuals, including the FCC, encouraging them to stop the censorship. Because Not only are they censoring things, they're deplatforming organizations that support change, that you can literally change through the power of Jesus Christ, different LGBT urges that you have, and they're literally removing them. That should not be. That censorship needs to stop. Go to lcaction.org and sign the petition so that the FCC can get involved and stop this outrageous censorship.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.